that maybe I didn't poop myself. Who knows? Who knows? Science will never know. Or will it? Who knows? I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out tonight on Lagging Balls.
Or tonight.
Or whatever.
Question of the week. Did you poop yourself?
Did you poop? Did Thist poop herself that time she barfed on the toilet?
But if you're already on the toilet, that seems like it's okay.
I had to grab the
trash can?
Trash can next to the toilet, dump out the trash in front of me on the floor, and barf into it while I'm on the can.
Oh, man.
And it was all chocolate almond milk.
Because you just chugged too much?
Yeah.
I did the same. At least you had an excuse. I did that just while chilling one day. A whole half carton of chocolate milk. Without thinking.
Well, like, your body can't handle that much lactose, you know? Like, that's why they call it the chocolate milk challenge.
That's what I mean, is I wasn't thinking.
No,
I didn't. I wasn't trying to do a challenge of anything.
Well, you unknowingly challenged your body not to barf.
Yeah, and my challenge, and my body failed.
Your body?
My body failed.
My birdie.
My birdie.
Can we just start the show now, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Was that the intro?
Yes. Aw, shit. I'm lagging balls.
That's right, Lagging Balls, your community-focused World of Warcraft podcast. For the people, by some people, with your hosts, Thorn and Thist.
Ballers, we're back and no longer keeping it clean.
That's right. For the occasion, I decided not to shower all weekend.
Well, that's gross.
I smell earthy.
I bet you do. So anyway, we got great feedback from you guys on the last episode, the G-rated episode, and we wanted to thank you.
Yeah, that was totally unexpected.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that it was feedback about like how entertaining it was to hear us struggle, not feedback saying, you guys should do a clean show forever.
Yeah.
However, I did hear one piece of feedback along those lines just last night that said you guys should do that more often. And I was like, no, never again.
Yeah.
It's like, except.
Thanks for the feedback. No. Period.
Except this was Michael, in one of our patrons, and we were in Discord together, and he mentioned that it was not so much the keeping it clean part, but the struggling to hear us, just like everybody else.
Good.
Said. Except
like
that he
fine.
Said that
like,
that would be funny to hear more often.
If you guys want to hear us like struggle and stuff, maybe we could like maybe you could like submit challenges for us or something. And
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like if you guys have any ideas, like we definitely don't mind like putting a weird spin on episodes. If you want to hear us like try really hard to do something that we're not good at, that's totally fine. It's just that like if most of you guys were suddenly like, oh, please bleep everything and don't swear and try not to make jokes and stuff. Like, we literally wouldn't have a show anymore. You know, like just imagine Lagging Balls without all the dick and fart jokes and the innuendos and the swearing. Like, we would be a really lame Blizzard podcast. Like, talking about how we feel about things and then, like, talking about the news a little bit. And then I'm sure, like, less and less people would tweet us and be in our Discords. We wouldn't have any community stuff to talk about. And eventually we'd just be the worst Blizzard podcast ever and nobody would like us. So yeah. It's literally the only thing we have going for us.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. So I guess with that said, ballers, issue your challenges. And let's make them specific and not necessarily episode-wide, but I don't know. Get creative. Let's see. Let's see what you guys come up with.
You guys have any
no
ideas,
parameters.
Whatever.
Let's see what you got.
We're not going to agree to anything.
No. But I want
to
hear the
we have to discuss this. Like, like if you wanted me to talk like this the whole episode, I don't think that I could because it really hurts my throat.
No, crikey, that'd be terrible.
Oh, whoa!
All right, we got to draw some lines here,
whoa.
Though. All right. We're not going to keep it clean, but we can't go that far.
Yeah, like that's outside the realm of the LB realm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's the realm. It's like there's the taint, and then there's like beyond the taint. It's like we don't go that far. Like we are stuck right in the middle.
Yes.
Of that taint.
Lagging balls. Stuck comfortably on the taint.
Stuck in the middle with Gooch.
Oh my god, we have an episode title.
We're back! We're back. So, Varn, what have you been up to this week?
I had a strange night last night. It was Saturday night.
Oh, God.
I stopped by the corner store, saw something random. These, voodoo chips.
Okay.
I've seen them before. And, wait, no, that's not how it started. Anyway, the point is, I saw some random stuff in the corner store, and it led me to say, I should eat a bunch of weird shit on stream
and see how that goes. How in the hell did that lead you to that thought?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows where thoughts come from? They just appear.
I have no idea.
So last night's Eaton stream.
Eaton stream?
Yeah, it was the Eaton stream, and it consisted of a variety of strange goodies from the corner store, including things like a new type of Reese's, some ice cream choco tacos, the choco tacos.
What the hell is a choco taco?
It is basically like an ice cream cone, but shaped like a taco.
Why is America so weird?
So like the taco shell is the waffle cone, and the ice cream is in the middle in layers along with chocolate, and then it's like all the topping of the taco is like chocolate and crunchy things, and yeah, it's nuts. It's very strange.
Okay.
And then Zapp's voodoo New Orleans style kettle voodoo chips, and then a monster energy drink of a strange flavor that I've never seen before, the Uber Monster.
How was that, by the way?
It was not that great.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. At first, I didn't like it, and then it grew on me the more I had it, and then by the end, I don't know if I'm giving it a fair assessment because I was putting so much crap into myself all at once that I'm not sure it's fair to say one way or the other, honestly.
Right.
Because I was enjoying it, and then I wasn't. But that's to be said about everything.
Oh, yeah. That can be a strange turnaround for anyone experiencing most things.
Right.
Right.
So the Choco Tacos were the thing, not the voodoo chips. The Choco Tacos were the first thing I saw where I was like, ha, it'd be funny to do like a 2-minute stream where I just down a couple of Choco Tacos and then call it a day. Just because
Why
reasons.
Are you killing yourself?
I don't know.
Like,
for entertainment
purposes.
You
understand there's a new raid coming out this week, right? Like,
yeah. And apparently I wanted to be larger so I could be stuck in my seat more to raid better.
I don't think that's a thing either, but who knows? I mean,
fair.
Let's help science figure this out.
Okay.
And you can be the test subject.
Yeah.
So congratulations on your eating stream.
Yes, it was a thing. I don't know why it happened, but it happened.
Who knows?
We also finished the raid tier, and so I finished on with my Demon Hunter at 935 eye level, which I think is okay. I wouldn't say it's great.
That's all
right. But I think I was kind of losing interest in the Demon Hunter. It was fun for a bit. It was fun for this last tier.
Do you think you're going to switch for Andress?
I am going to switch. I don't think I will not be ready to switch at the beginning of Andress, but I'm leveling a Demon Hunter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know.
A Death Knight. A Death Knight right now.
Oh, cool.
So we'll see if how quickly I can gear him up.
Okay.
So maybe that will be the way to go.
Good
we'll
luck.
See. We'll see. Thank you. And then I reached max level on Destiny 2.
Grats.
And thank you. And I opened my third and final Warlock Stormcaller subclass.
Hey, great.
Which is way cool.
I'm proud.
Think the Diablo 3 Electricity Monk.
Okay, thinking.
But in Destiny.
Cool.
In Destiny.
Destiny.
Yes. What about you? What did you do this week?
Ooh, what didn't I do? I was on CTR on Tuesday. I got to hang out with Pat and Jules, and it was the first time I've ever podcasted with Jules before. So it was really, really cool. We had a lot of technical difficulties, which I think made it so much more fun on my end, not on anyone else's end, but, you know, my end.
Giggity.
Let's see. I recorded the rolling restart with Ro for next Tuesday, so that's exciting. We got to talk about raiding and, you know, just like the experience in general and what we're looking forward to with the next tier and all that. So
that's awesome.
I think it was actually a really good show. It was really chill.
You and Ro are good together.
Yeah, we're good at the talking, you know, back and forth to each other, conversing, if you will, in a podcasting capacity, but also, you know, in real life. Don't need to keep talking about this. let's see. I got my artifact weapon to 70,
Congrats.
Which was a surprise to me because I remember thinking a while back, like a few weeks ago, that like getting it to 66 would be pretty great. I was like, if I could just get it to 66, that'd be great. And then I surpassed that a lot and got to 70 because ever since last week with the BG bonus event week, I've sort of like reignited my battleground obsession, if you will. So it's like all I want to do right now, which is actually like the timing on this is great because like, you know, we're between dungeons a little bit right now. Like we still we did heroic last week before American Thanksgiving and everything, but
between raids.
Yeah, so we're between raids, and so I've just been PvPing my ass off, and I got Prestige 7 finally.
Oh, grats!
Thank you. I've been kind of in the middle between 6 and 7 for a long time, and it kind of sucks because, like, sometimes prestiges don't reward the thing that I really want. Like, this time I got a pet, but it's this, like, little orc gruntling dude. He's like a child servant.
And okay.
Apparently he saw like how badass I was and now he's like pledged an oath to me and stuff, so he's gonna follow me around and whatever.
Ah.
So he's like, he's underage, he's a child. Not sure if I need to like feed him or take care of him or whatever, but I named him Bingo and I nice. Gave him a pet biscuit. That was chilling. Chilling.
Because the little kid became huge?
Yeah, he sure did. So you know, like as cool as that pet is, like what I really want out of my prestiges are the artifact colors, like the next colors I'm going after are purple and then the blue one, which I really want. And of course, the unicorn mounts, which I'll get a new one, I think at like prestige 9, I think.
Nice. You're not far off.
But in the middle, there's the pets and then there's the toys, which are these like flags that stick out of your back, and they're really cool, don't get me wrong, but they're just way, way huge on female blood elves, and so it kind of looks weird. And then there's the titles, which are also really cool, but like I guess I'm just really in it for the artifact appearances and the mounts. So whenever I'm like in between prestiges where I know I'm not going to get that at the end, like there's less of an incentive for me to like push myself to the point where I'm just like doing all of the PvP emissaries every day and doing as many BGs as I possibly can stand every day. So I'm just glad that I finally got to Prestige 7. And
yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm just still having a lot of fun in the BGs. So that's what I've been up to. What have we been up to as a podcast?
Well, we had the LB stream on Friday,
yeah.
So we're back in the swing of things on that one as well.
That was like episode 13. Like, we've been doing this for 13 weeks now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's like a quarter of a year.
Yeah. Wow. We talked about Rule 34.
Oh, my God. That was fun.
That was fun. It seems like a lot of our...
Go figure. That would be fun for us.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of our discussions go back to, like... nostalgic movies and cartoons and stuff.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty cool. So we tried to like talk about Rule 34, which is, you know, like if you can think it and if it exists, or even if it doesn't, there's like some kind of sexy alternative online somewhere for you to find, or like somebody's attracted
there's
to it.
Porn
or whatever.
Of it.
So that's basically, on right. What?
There's porn of it, basically, right?
Yeah, there's porn of it, basically. So that is on our Twitch and YouTube, so we'll have the links to those in the show notes, so check it out if you want to.
Watch it with your mom.
Yeah, watch it with your mom, if she's really cool.
Mom, you remember this cartoon I used to watch in the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so great. I love it.
And now I'm obsessed with it sexually. And yesterday we had our monthly patron meetup on Discord. Thank you to all the patrons who attended. We really love seeing you guys. We'll let you know when the next one is as soon as we know.
Indeed, that was a good time.
It was a good time.
It's just nice to get a couple of those guys on camera and have us sit there on camera and see how crazy Discord is to be on video.
Yeah.
Because it's still kind of new video-wise. But yeah, it was a good time.
It's a good time. Thanks, guys!
LB Newsline. News you can use, unless you refuse.
So, World of Warcraft turned 13 on Thursday.
Congratulations and happy birthday!
thanks, Junkrat. I celebrated by going back to Draka, which was my first realm, and going on my first tune, which was a Tauren female warrior.
Aww.
And then she was parked in Thunderbluff, so I ran all the way through Mulgore to the starting area for Tauren, and I just stood there for a bit and just tried to appreciate everything and just tried to, like, feel like what it felt like all those years ago. But, like, it looks so new now, and, like, the starting area for Tauren is so different now, and it was hard, but, like, I don't know. I think I got a little bit of those feelings back. I don't know. That's how I celebrated.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And WoW is now fully 13, which means it's a full-on angsty teenager.
Yep.
Do you feel like it'd be, like, it would go, like, the emo route or, like, the punk route or,
no.
like, the...
I feel like World of Warcraft is that good kid. He's like the Leonardo of the Ninja Turtles.
Aww.
You know? Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like he's more like the Michelangelo. The fun-loving, happy-go-lucky...
No, that'd be Hearthstone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's totally Hearthstone.
Yeah. And then Hots would be Raph. No. Donatello?
I feel like Overwatch would be Raphael.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because he was just a
Donatello
little...
Donatello would definitely be StarCraft.
Yeah. Definitely. So,
how do we devolve into which?
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know. Give us your thoughts, please. Tell us which
sub question of the week.
Yeah. which Ninja Turtles characters are all of the Blizzard games?
I love our little talks.
Oh Jesus!
This is ridiculous.
Even, what the hell do we even talk about on this show? I have no idea. Happy birthday, WoW! We love you. Thank you for being around for so long. Please give us 13 more years plus. Never go away. Please never leave me!
Don't leave us.
Ah! Okay, the Shadows of Argus art contest winners have been announced, plus the runners-up. We have the link to that in the show notes, but it's on the World of Warcraft website under the news section. You have to see this. It's all of the art is so beautiful and so... I don't know, like, some of them gave me goosebumps.
Wow, holy crap.
And the last one's got Facey in it, which I was very pleasantly surprised to see, because I love Facey. So definitely check that out, and congratulations to the winners and the runners-up. You guys are insanely talented, and we really appreciate looking at your friggin' gorgeous art.
Seriously, the level of talent in these things.
Right?
I love all the different art styles, too.
Me too. I like that they picked... It seemed like a... The team picked a wide variety of, like, different styles. So
gorgeous.
I like to say that. So, what's going on right now? By the time this comes out, it's probably Monday the 27th. So, tomorrow, Tuesday, November 28th, we've got the Pet Battle bonus event, if you are stoked on that. The PvP brawl this week is going to be a Wrathy Blizzard, which is... the first brawl that ever dropped. I love seeing this. This is the third time it's come around. It's just a Wrathy Basin, like normal. Like, there's no rule changes or anything like that, except it's at night and there's a blizzard going on. So the visibility is super low.
Love it. You
can't see anyone coming from a far distance. Some of the water is ice, so you can, like, run across some of the water, which does make a huge difference sometimes. And it kind of forces you to be, like, extra vigilant in all cases. Like, you know, when you're in Wrathy Basin and you're standing on, like, the hill, like at the lumber mill or whatever, and you can clearly see who's coming, you know? So it's easy to call out inks, and it's not so easy for you to be ambushed. But in a Wrathy Blizzard, you can't see shit. So, and it's beautiful, by the way. So if I'm going to give you my best tip for this, if you're going to try it, which I really, really hope you do. The best tip is, if you are at a flag and you are defending, just don't stand still, keep in motion, and patrol the perimeter. Just patrol, patrol, patrol. Like, hopefully there's at least two people on the flag where you're defending. Just keep patrolling, you know? Just, like, run around the area, switch up, you know, like, your pattern and stuff, so, like, people who are potentially watching you can't, you know, anticipate your moves. But just
constant vigilance.
Exactly. Thank you, Mad-Eye Moody. Something else is happening on Tuesday. Something important. Something that we've been waiting for. Something that we've already actually talked about.
Oh, my hair appointment.
Oh, you're getting a hair appointment?
Yeah.
Oh my god, are you getting those highlights that you wanted?
I'm getting a perm, frosted
baby. Oh wow.
Frosted tips.
Are you like the Mexican guy Ferrari? Ferrari?
Guy Ferrari?
Ferrari? What's his name?
I don't know. Fieri?
Fieri?
Who cares? Whatever.
That guy.
The douchebag. Eating guy.
Yeah.
The guy I was trying to be like on my eating stream last night.
Yeah. I don't... Like, what does he do? Like, is he one of those celebrity chefs? Or he just eats?
I think he goes around and eats stuff at different places in different cities throughout the U.S.
How do I get that job?
I don't know. Do I have to be a
douchebag with stupid hair?
Yeah. I think you have to look interesting. You have to be interesting on camera, right?
Didn't that guy get, like, caught on camera beating up his hairdresser?
Oh my god, I hope so. Because that would be, I mean, not for the hairdresser, but that's hilarious.
It's hard to, like, know things about pop culture when all you do is research, like, Blizzard stuff.
And when all of your pop culture references are based in The Simpsons?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say is, Antares is opening on fucking Tuesday. Antares! Opening on Tuesday is a new raid! Oh my god! Yes! Ow! Thank you, Blizzard! Oh, I am so ready for this. You guys, I am so ready. Like, the best thing in WoW ever is raiding. And there's a new raid out. Oh my, okay. When Tomb of Sargeras opened, like, on, that was a Tuesday. We don't raid on Tuesdays. So me and a few other guildies, I think you were there, I don't remember. We went in with, like, some random group just to see it, you know, like, just to walk in. And I remember that night, it was, like, either the first or second time I was ever going to be on CTR. And I knew I had to know some stuff about it. And I didn't have enough time to do the whole thing. So I'm just, like, I'm so torn because I'm just, like, oh, my God, I'm going to be on CTR. Oh, my God, there's a new raid. I need to divide my time evenly. I don't know what I'm doing. And it was just, like, and I was also eating dinner at the same time. So it was just, like, a weird night. But it was so great. And I am just so ready for Antares. And can I just say that, like, Tomb of Sargeras has to be one of my favorite raids of all time because it seemed like our team really understood it right away. Like, we had normal on farm in no time. And, like, I'm not the sort of person who needs to get through the content immediately.
Right.
You know, like, I don't want that. But I feel like our team spent a reasonable amount of time on normal and then spent a reasonable amount of time on heroic, which is our, like, we're a heroic raid team. That was our goal. It never, even in the last couple of weeks, it hasn't felt like I didn't want to do it. Like, have you felt that way? Like, it's just, it, for this, whatever reason, like, this raid just felt like all of the timing was right. Like, it just took us the right amount of time to get through each difficulty mode, and now there's a new raid coming, and I feel like I'm super ready for it, and I don't feel like, oh, thank God, there's new content, you know? Like, I don't feel like that either. I just...
I feel like I'm a little further on the thank goodness the new stuff is here than you are, but not by a whole lot. I pretty much agree. I feel like we had a few bumps in the road with IRL boss tanking on our raid team, and without those bumps, I think we would have gotten through too fast.
You know, you're right, probably.
And so, like, we had a few weeks where we were stagnated and started to get a little frustrating because our raid lead, Selvian, is a pusher. And you want your raid lead to be that, you know?
Yes.
So we have that really great mix of fun and prog, and that's really hard to find that combo. And so the best part about getting things on farm is that we can mess around more and we can, you know, just have a good time.
Because, like, we are tryhards, you know, but not to the degree where we become hardcore, you know, like we're kind of on the cusp of that. And it's been really cool too, because, like, we've brought a lot of, like, new friends and special guests through Tomb of Sargeras, and, like, I'll never forget that, you know, like, this has just been, like, I love being in a position where our raid team can perceivably, you know, bring one or two people through heroic, no problem. And then on the next night, open up normal rating to absolutely anybody who wants to come, you know?
Yeah, we brought a lot of guildmates too.
Yeah, and a lot of just anybody is, like, just friends in general. And, like, I love doing that because, like, including people in this content, especially if they haven't done it before, it feels so good, you know? It's just like, hey, everybody, look at this. It's fucking great. And at the same time, like, you know, we're in comms, we're, like, hanging out, and it's just, like, a friggin', like, the best way to spend an evening. And so I think, like, it's interesting because, like, when the raid starts, like, we're looking at the next couple of months of, like, you know, hardcore figuring things out, wipe, 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 figure things out, wipe, 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 get a little better. And, like, all of that work is going to culminate in leaving normal and going to heroic. And then, you know, it's we kind of start that process again, except harder. And then that culminates in being able to bring other people in and, like, less tryharding and more socializing. So it's just, like, the whole raiding experience is weird because it almost seems like we're trying really hard to get to a place where we don't have to try hard anymore. And, like, that totally makes yeah. sense that I'm saying it out loud, but that's not what I mean, you know? It's yeah. like, we're trying really hard to get through this content so that we can relax and hang out with each other and do it more, you know? Just, like, just keep doing it to the point where it just is not hard anymore.
Yeah.
It's like having sex way after the fact, and then you're just completely flaccid, but you're still going because you're just having a good experience, like you're having a good time with your friends.
Wow.
Is that like...
Wow.
That's a really good analogy.
So Sometimes you even strike me with some of this stuff.
I'm just saying. Wow. I know a good analogy when I say it, or at least after I say it, then I think about it. But yeah, like raiding, the whole raid experience is like having sex and then just continuing after the fact for a little while until you get like the chafing. And then hopefully a new raid comes out.
For those of you who had your families listen to the G-rated episode, I sure as hell hope you learned your lesson by now, by this point in the episode, long before this, that you have not tried to do that again with this episode or beyond, because this is not family friendly.
Also, watch out for chafing.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to Enteris so much. I wish I knew more about it, but I'm not into spoilers. We are this week going to have to, like today, going to have to watch all of the boss guides that we can. That's a really great way to just get prepared. Like, you can watch all of the boss encounter guides. We recommend Fat Boss for yep. show. And the line of sight videos. It's hard to take all of this stuff in, and like don't feel mad at yourself if you watch these boss encounter videos and don't understand it immediately. Like, there's no way you can understand it just by watching it. Like, you have to do it, obviously. But there is a lot to be said for looking at the fights, seeing what they look like, seeing what people are doing, and then, you know, just absorbing the basic information and, like, the basic instructions. Because if you see it on the screen, like, at least you'll know, you'll have some semblance of what you're supposed to do. And hopefully you have a really good raid lead like we do, who will know what to do and tell us what to do.
Yep.
But yeah, so look forward to us talking about Enteris a lot in the upcoming podcast. It's going to be great. I'm excited. Oh my God.
It's high noon.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's a blizzard world after all. It's a blizzard world after all. We already knew this. It's a blizzard world after all. It's a blizz world.
Thank you. I was feeling unfulfilled without the end of that.
I just realized that, like, that's such a basic, like, that what?
Like, there's it's like
no,
a nursery rhyme.
There's no lyrics to that.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Disney.
It's literally, it's a small world after all. That's the whole song.
Yeah, it's a blizzard world after all. Anyway, so Blizzard World is on the PTR right now. It came out, like, last week. We tried it. What did you think of Blizzard World?
Okay, first of all, after having gone to Disneyland after BlizzCon this year, I had the Disneyland experience fresh in my mind. So seeing Blizzard World after having been physically in a theme park like Disneyland showed me just how many parallels, showed me just how often the people at Blizzard probably go to Disneyland.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because they even had things like the stanchions and the wait lines and the
yeah.
the separate finishes on the different buildings to differentiate one area from the next.
Oh, that's true. You know, friggin' Mike Morheim was at Disneyland while we were there.
Was he?
Yeah. Somebody saw him.
As if we didn't run into him.
You know, I don't think it's so easy to run into people at Disneyland.
It's really not. That's not a realistic statement, but
no,
still.
Not at all.
But even things like the... So I don't know if I was able to get too much further beyond the wonder of it all, because I want so badly for this to be a real thing, like a
yes.
like a real theme park that
okay,
I could go
so
to.
There is one in China. We know this, but I mean, that's not helping us any over here in NA. So, okay, let's just assume. Okay. Because when they announced the Blizzard World map at BlizzCon, like, there was not a one single person, well, I guess Blizzard employees, but there was not one single person who doesn't work at Blizzard sitting watching BlizzCon on the virtual ticket or being actually there in the room or wherever. Everybody thought that this was going to be real for at least like a split second.
Right.
Some, like, everybody was just like, oh shit, Blizzard World is go. Like, that's going to be like a real thing in my life, in the world. That is going to be real. And then, of course, they're like, oh, it's a map, whatever.
I think I hit our guildmates that we were sitting next to. Like a, you know how when something strikes you and you physically react to it,
and
like
you have to
blow backward and you have to like grab onto something.
Yeah.
I think I grabbed the titties of both of the guys next to me. And I was just like, ah!
Yeah. I do that a lot too, but just for the titty grabbing aspect.
The man titties, the middies.
I was sitting next to
Guild Middies.
Ro and Pat Crane, so.
Oh boy.
I felt like grabbing them would be great, but I think both of them could probably take me down pretty easy, so.
I also just realized that my natural reaction to your comment about that, after mentioning Ro and Pat Crane, was to go, oh boy.
classic Pat. But, okay, so you were sitting there watching this announcement, and then you smacked the guildies and groped them thusly.
Yes, and then when I realized that it was a map, I wasn't like disappointed. I was still in awe and wonder, and I was still really, really stoked about it being an Overwatch map.
Totally. It's the dream of every Blizzard fan, you know, to like, BlizzCon is the greatest time for a Blizzard fan because you're surrounded by Blizzard fans, surrounded by Blizzard stuff with people who work at Blizzard, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, people who go to Blizzard who are Blizzard fans like me, like, that's the greatest place on Earth. So if they're talking like a Blizzard world, like if they're dangling this friggin' thing
carrot?
That's awesome in front of us, sure, a carrot. Like, how are we, yeah, that's the cool map, thank you, but, like, can you please just at least look into this, Blizz? Like, can we
seriously
have something? Because, like,
if they purchase a big piece of real estate in California, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, like last time. But, like, we always hear people saying, you know, I wish there were more BlizzCons every year. I wish that there were
BlizzCon was longer
or in different places, you know.
Girthier,
vainier, harder, faster. And I feel like if they opened up a theme park, they would have to hire different people than the people who actually work at Blizzard to run that. So, you know, it would take a load off the shoulders of the people who work at Blizzard who have to work so hard for BlizzCon. So it'd be like a completely separate thing. And then it would be open all year round and people could go at their leisure, you know? Like, they wouldn't have to save up for November and go, you know? And it would just be like a great place to go meet your guild mates or just bring your family, you know? Because it's not easy seeing your guild mates at BlizzCon sometimes. Like,
right.
I would know that. And it's not easy to bring your family to BlizzCon either because, like, there's no guarantee that the rest of your family even likes Blizzard games. So if it was a theme park, you could bring anybody, you know, because people love theme parks. And if you're the only Blizzard fan in your party, like, it would be great for you because the whole thing would be a magical escape, I guess. And then everyone else could be like, yay, a roller coaster or something. I don't know. Who cares about those guys? But yeah, so I'm just saying, like, it's a good idea. And we would go. I would work there. I would go there. I would dress up in one of those giant mascot outfits, you know, like, I'd be like, I could be
like,
Mickey Mouse.
You'd be like a Kerrigan?
Yeah, or Thrall, or whatever. I don't care. I'll just walk around. I'll hug people. It's fine. So, as far as the map goes, I really like it. I haven't tried it in, like, in a match capacity, but I made a custom game, and then I walked around. I was actually really disappointed, though, that you can't explore the Horde section of it.
Maybe that's part two. Horde Island, was it? Or no, it was Murloc Island, right?
There's Murloc Island, and then there's, like, a Horde area. And you can't... There's a lot of places. Like, there's, like, a little mini-map in the map, and it shows you all of the things. Like, the whole fucking map is like an Easter egg. Like, there's just so much.
Yeah, even the map looks like the Disneyland map.
Exactly.
I just love the loving shout outs they gave to Disneyland, their Anaheim neighbor next to BlizzCon.
Yeah.
That they all go to and everything like that. I love that. Look, doing something like this is difficult, right? You have to embrace your ego for a moment, and you have to understand that the things you've created are beloved.
Yep.
And you have to run with that.
Yep.
And you have to be able to put aside, you know, the feelings that like, oh, this is so self-serving. Oh, it's, oh my God, it's our own brand. Jeez, I don't know. It feels like it's, you know, too much. And no. You can't go far enough with this sort of thing.
Yeah, because you know those fan bases are rabid. Very humble.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're so sweet. And it's just...
Which is why I'm... You know what? I bet the idea of this came from someone who joined Blizzard later on.
It was actually something Chris Metzen said at a BlizzCon. Like,
oh, yeah?
BlizzCon 15, 14, something like that.
Okay, that's completely wrong.
2014.
But I was saying I wouldn't be surprised by that because the rabid fan base who end up... Any of whom end up working there eventually... They just keep the same mentality that everybody else there already has, which is just to be a mega fan of the brand and all its assets. So this is just bringing this to life. This is the glass onion, the Beatles glass onion of the, the Blizzard world.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Thank you.
I like that. That's really nice.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as my rating having sex.
Analogy. Yeah, not even close to that, to the level of that. But it's my attempt.
Still good. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you have to go all in on this sort of thing. And they threw in all the funny things like the weight signs, things like, you know, this, you must be this tall to ride this ride, or
the green hills of Stranglethorn. Oh my God. Quest was designed by Jeff Kaplan.
Nice.
So that's probably why they stuck it in. Like, everybody hates it because it's that one quest in Stranglethorn. You have to collect 15 pages of a book and they just drop from anywhere. And there's no guarantee like how many of like any page you get. So like, you're like, what, level 20? And you're like, surfing the auction house trying to find these fucking pages. Thanks, Jeff.
They have like 3 of page 7.
Yeah.
And none of pages 9 and through 12.
And you'll never find them. Never. Ever. And you have to find fucking 15 pages. Anyway.
I've definitely never finished that at all.
No. Me neither.
I came to like...
I gave up.
I want to say the closest I ever got was like halfway, maybe, before just giving up entirely. Like, fuck it.
It's too hard.
What do I get for this again? But yeah, if you can, I think the custom game thing is the best idea to explore, because in the match, you can't fully pay attention to all the great things that are in there. But even the little kiosks where you would like buy a souvenir, even those are great. Those are things that like, I want to see those things in the gear store. Like, I want to buy those things. There's a little Rainer shaped, like sippy cup thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I'm not even gonna go into it. There's so many Easter eggs. The whole thing is a giant nest of Easter eggs, and it's so good on every level. And the map is fun. It is fun. And they even, the flank paths on the sides of the main choke points and everything like that, even those have Easter eggs in them. So it's so good.
It's just a phenomenal map, and I can't wait till it's live. But in the meantime, it is only on the PTR. So get your butt in there. Try it out. So what else is going on? I hear there's a new Dino Flask video, and it's awesome.
There is indeed. It's called the Jeff Kaplan One Trick Parade.
So this is a parody of My Chemical Romance's Black Parade, and it's about a lot of popular streamers, and even in some cases some Overwatch League players and World Cup players have been banned, supposedly for one tricking, which is when you only pick one hero consistently. Especially in a competitive mode. So, Blizzard has said...
Why is that bad? Why would one-tricking a single hero be bad?
It's bad because Overwatch is designed to warrant hero changes as often as you need them. So, the game is literally not designed to handle the same character in all situations, in all comps, in all maps. You know?
Yeah.
So
okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that for people who aren't familiar with one tricking.
There's a lot of Mercy mains because, you know, she's arguably the most powerful or at least the most impactful hero in the game, but she is good on all maps. pretty much. Actually, yeah, she is. She's always
pure
useful.
Healing throughput.
Yeah, so there's lots of Mercy mains, and like you could argue that like one tricking Mercy is probably like the least offensive OTP one trick pony that you could have, but
it's still not designed that way. And you as a player are severely hamstrung by only playing one player.
Exactly. Especially if it's like a Symmetra or a Torbjorn or something like that, like a specialized character.
And yeah, so, some of those characters are a straight up hindrance to your team in a lot of these situations. Totally. So for you to one trick it and refuse to play anything else is very much a detriment to your team,
especially
in a lot
in competitive.
Of places. Yeah.
So the Overwatch team has said in the past that they don't ban people for OTPing, but lately it seems like a lot of OTPs are being banned. So we aren't sure if they changed that or not, but the thing is, when you're picking Symmetra only, or Torbjorn only, or whatever, you're forcing your team to work around you, and that's not fair. So obviously, you're probably going to get reported for disruptive gameplay. Because, you know, if you're trying to do competitive, and the map absolutely does not call for a Symmetra or a Torbjorn, and then these are just examples, by the way, if you're going to insist on playing that, no matter what your skill rating is, no matter how popular a streamer you are, you're still disrupting the gameplay,
right,
and taking fun away from your teammates. So they're probably going to report you. So whether or not these people are getting reported for OTPing, or they're just getting reported by a ton of people because they're pissing a ton of people off by disrupting their gameplay by OTPing, who knows? Maybe it's even, you know, people are watching their streams and they just don't like them, so they're reporting them. Who knows? But it seems like recently a lot of people are getting banned seemingly for OTPing. So if you are a one-trick pony, watch out. We don't know yet if you're going to get banned because of that or people are just pissed off at you.
It's the latter. I think it's just after a certain volume of reports, you get banned. I don't think it has to do with necessarily... One-tricking just gives you a really clear reason to get reported. So
yeah, that's true. There's nothing wrong with having a main. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a main. But there is something wrong when you like choose to ignore what your team really needs to win, or at least to have a reasonable match, and just picking your favorite. Like, that's not fair.
And there's places for that. Go do that in quick play.
Yeah.
Quick play is the place to mess around, custom matches. But in comp, people are tryharding. That's the point. Is you want to rank up. You want to do your best. You want to find out where your skill level lands you. And you can't do that if someone else is disrupting the play. So
totally.
That's why this was the joke.
Yes.
In the Dino Flask.
Really funny. It's to the tune of the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. And this took a lot of work, Dino Flask. We can recognize that. That's like a sweet, that's a sweet edit. And it's a long video.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of like...
Well done.
Picking up Jeff Kaplan sound bites and stuff like that. So well done. We'll have the link to that in the show notes. Check it out. It's hilarious. And try not to OTP.
I feel icky.
And now, it's time for some Hearthstone news. Here's your hosts,
Gary and Ben Hong,
Thorn, and...
What a rush.
Feast.
Okay.
Okay.
Dave Kozak...
Oh, I love Dave Kozak.
He is the lead designer of story in Hearthstone and quest design. Oh my god. Okay, we met this guy at BlizzCon last year. You met him, I think, multiple times, right?
I met him so many times.
Yeah.
He's an absolute sweetheart, by
the way.
He's
just a joy of a human being. Funny, kooky, wonderful, so enthused about his job. That I'm not surprised at all that he is doing this for Hearthstone. So
what's he doing?
He did a Hearthstone chat on Dungeon Runs because he's the lead of quest design for Hearthstone now. So first of all, if you don't know what the Dungeon Run is from the announcement at BlizzCon, basically it's a single player mode where you don't need a deck. You go into this single player mode, you get 10 cards after you choose what kind of hero you want. And then they give you 8 encounters of increasing difficulty, and you have to get through to the end.
Stoked on that.
I'm really stoked. So there's a lot of random aspects to it. There's a lot of fun and craziness. And then a big boss fight at the end. So in this video with Dave Kozak, he goes through a few different aspects, and I just want to highlight a couple of them. For example, he talks about treasures, which are specific mechanics for dungeons in particular. And the example he gave was a card called Cloak of Invisibility. So,
whoa, that's like Harry Potter!
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Oh my god, two of my favorite things colliding.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So the Cloak of Invisibility was meant to make all of your minions invisible. Go figure.
Interesting.
But it was not meant to be permanent for all of them. That was a bug.
Oops.
So he mentions how there was a bug in development of this, but it turns out that bug was fun as hell.
Really?
So they kept it. Now that sounds nice. OP, doesn't it? Yep. To have, if your minions are invisible, if they're stealthed, then you can't attack them.
Right.
So therefore, none of your minions can be attacked. Doesn't that sound OP as hell?
Yeah.
So the pro in that is that if they're all permanently stealthed, basically none of them are going to die because they're constantly, like, you can't attack them and stuff, right?
Right.
You can't target them with spells, all that good stuff. So the pro is you can just fill your board with minions and they're all going to be stealthed. Now the con, the flip side of that actually makes this workable is that that means you have no cover. You are wide open to attack.
Oh.
So the other player can just destroy you directly. And then it's a matter. So that's a weird, completely different type of gameplay that is brought on by something from this dungeon, from this type of treasure. So that's one example that started as a bug, was too fun not to keep. He also mentioned a few different things, including some of the characters and the people like trolls. And then he mentioned somebody called Voodoo Master Vex. Basically, Voodoo Master Vex is a kobold who wants to be a troll.
What?
And so he emulates them by taking their mechanics and going to the extreme with them. So the really funny story that he tells was that basically, originally, Voodoo Master Vex had the mechanic where he would... it made him way too OP. Mm-hmm. And so they decided to take it even bigger. So what they did was... imagine how nuts it is for a troll character to double things like their death rattles or battle cries. If every minion they have has a battle cry, and then just because it's one of these trolls playing it, the battle cry doubles.
Right.
That's double the value. It's nuts. That makes it kind of nuts. And then if their death rattles are also being doubled, or if it's their death rattles instead, also an interesting mechanic, right?
Right.
Now take that idea.
Okay.
Shove some uber monster bioactivated energy brew down its gullet, and you've got Voodoo Master Vex. He goes so far into trollism that he doubles all of the death rattles and all of the battle cries for all players.
Whoa!
So that Dave has this great quote in the video that just says, "This fight is nuts." Because everything's doubled. So it's just, it's crazy. And then finally, he has a big card reveal for, it's King Togwaggle, who's the final boss.
He's becandled.
He is becandled. And basically, when you bring him out, you switch the entire deck. You switch your entire deck with your opponent's entire deck.
The old switcheroo. The old bamboozle. Switcheroo. Pull them all over your eyes.
Exactly. So that's that. I would definitely recommend watching the video with the link in the show notes because Dave is hilarious to watch. It's got a great intro. It's got a great outro. He's so animated and enthusiastic about his work and about these stories that he's just so entertaining. Even if you don't care about Hearthstone, you'd still enjoy this very much.
Yes, please watch it. Please fall in love with Dave Cossack if you're not already in love with him, because it's a love that'll last a lifetime. Finally found the love of a lifetime.
Of a Cossack.
Oh.
And then finally, the other piece for Hearthstone news is card reveals week 2. I think you might have recalled that we had an announcement last week where they're doing the first week of reveals of of the new Kobolds and Catacombs cards with the community. So the Hearthstone community part 2, week 2, has a full schedule every day of all week at all hours. So definitely check the link in the show notes to see what days and times might be good for you. They're at all hours of the day and night, so definitely check that out.
Yeah, don't sleep or eat. Or go outside. Or do anything.
You're here just in time!
Point me to the stage!
Heroes of the Storm news!
Ask me no question, I tell you no lie.
So we missed this last week, but it's worth mentioning. They're introducing the performance-based matchmaking. It's not yet.
This is going to be good as hell. Sorry.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
So they're only talking about it. It's not in yet.
That's what she said.
Basically, if you're not familiar, the matchmaking in Heroes of the Storm has been a little lacking recently. So they're looking to make some changes, and they're looking to make MMR adjustments influenced based on your individual performance in the match instead of being purely based on whether you won or lost. Now, what that means is it used to be that you'd get matched based on your performance alone, just win-loss ratio, that sort of thing. I'm oversimplifying, but that's the basis of it.
Right.
Now they're changing things to take on extra considerations like the hero you're playing, what battleground you're in, the game mode, the region you're on. Basically, they want to make fair comparisons against other similarly skilled players under the same conditions so that they can let their, okay, these are their words,
okay,
their machine learning driven system define importance and weighting for stats based on millions of games of data. What that all translates
machine
into
learning.
Is better matchmaking. better matchmaking. Wow.
Whoa.
Freudian Whoa. Slip? I think not.
Whoa.
But it will result in better matchmaking for everyone.
Great. Oh, so, I'm so stoked.
Coming soon, TM.
Yeah, and I hope that they implement this in other games as well. We asked, you answered.
Here's our question of the week.
Okay, last week I asked you guys, how are you getting ready for the next expansion?
Breathing exercises.
Okay.
Mustache trimming.
Sure.
Art, working on my art skills so I can draw on abs.
Okay. Like a contour looking ab type mm-hmm. thing. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting. Instead of listening to that, why don't we go to our Discord answers? So if you would like to be a part of our Discord, it's awesome. We have lots of cool channels. One in particular that you can, directly answer our question of the week on. The link to our Discord will be in the show notes if you would like to sign up and hang out with us. We're on it all day. Like me, I'm on it pretty much all day, even at work. So if you want to see what we're up to, I guess. Oh, and there's a selfie channel as well. Where you can just upload selfies.
I love that channel. That was such
so
a good idea.
Everybody's so attractive. But let's go to our answers. Ash says, hi, all. Just listened to the latest episode, G-rated, by the light that sounded like a struggle. To answer this week's question, what am I doing to get ready for the next expansion? I'm going to be leveling a filthy horde tune like the rest of you. Oh, the shame. Okay, when I first started playing, I was tempted to go for the horde side, but every male model on the horde seemed to suffer from extreme back problems, and it really annoyed me. Anyway, I've been Alliance for so long now, I'm sure I bleed Alliance blue, and I'm sure my king is going to beat your war chief's arse if she don't betray you first.
Nice try.
What? But I'm looking forward to playing an orc that can at least stand up straight. Who knows? I may end up loving the horde. Maybe I'll find a way to bring down the horde from within. No. But I do think that you will end up loving the horde because it's the right side to be on.
I can tell you how this is going to go. The same way it goes for everybody else who played only one side and then switches. I hate the way this city is set up. Where is everything? I don't know how to get anywhere. This side sucks. Everything else is so much clearer on the other side.
And then once you get over that, it's all good.
Yeah. That's the main thing, though. Yeah. Draven says, struggling with which side I want to put my pally on, Alliance and CTR or Horde and Blood of the Scribe. Wink.
You know, it seems almost like CTR is just sort of like mass exiting to bots on the Horde side. I'm just, you know, it seems that way. I'm not saying it is that way. I'm just saying.
Well, they just need a Horde home, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Look, we're building something beautiful here.
That's all it is. It's just a home for the wandering CTR Horde people. You know, it's not necessarily a comment on who's on the right side of the faction. I mean, it's obviously us. Like, I don't need to say it out loud, but, you know, I'm just saying.
It goes without saying. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're a moderately sized, very friendly guild.
Yeah.
Blood of the Scribe on Boulder Fist US.
Yeah, Blood of the Scribe on Boulder Fist US. Oni says, I may or may not be leveling multiple Horde alts. I'm 11-11 maxed out tunes on Alliance right now, and I haven't seen any of the Horde storylines past what I played in Legion Beta. I don't intend to miss out in BFA. I'm not saying the Horde is good or anything, but yeah, I'll be playing Horde. See, you can't deny it, people. It's
embrace the Horde side.
Embrace it. It's fun.
Misfire says, by busting my ass to get the best gear possible so I can replace it with greens when BFA comes. I'm also practicing my PvP skills so I can punch Alliance plebs right in the ass.
Yes, punch them in the ass. God, I'm so excited for Battle for Azeroth. Like, it's like Ian was like, fist, here is your Christmas present. expansion. It's going to be focused on how awesome the Horde is versus the Alliance. And it's also going to be focused on PvP. You're welcome. And I'm just like, thank you. Enigma says, it really depends on what is really coming with the expansion. We don't have enough information yet to have a clear direction. I have also played both Alliance and Horde. My main is my Alliance Druid and CTR. My alts are my Horde Druid, Alliance, and Horde Pally. I enjoy story on both sides and seeing how each side perceives each other's actions based on what they think they see and not what really happens. My deciding factor is where I main has always been a raid team that can fit my needs. I mean, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. You should.
It's a game after all. Gotta have fun the way you can.
Exactly. But... Horde.
Yeah, Horde is the right answer. Yep. Burkarn says, burning myself out by hyping too hard. Rinse and repeat about once every 3 months, then leveling a Zandalari Druid and burn myself out by playing way too much for 3 months. Can't wait!
All right, well, you know, at least you know what you like and what's going on. The Red Knight, Solifine!
Horde Red!
For the Horde! He says, as of today, I'm learning how to rogue. World PvP in BFA will be something I want to dive into, like $3 hooker after a busy weekend. Oh my god, I love you so much. Yeah, for no G-rated show. Also working on my Scooby-Doo comp for Arena. You know, since a rogue won BlizzCon this year. Also IRL trying to get the wife used to me playing more WoW. Wish me luck with that for the Horde.
Get her in here.
Yeah, get her in here.
Bring her along.
She can hang out with me. That's fine. Also, you know, just... Have you ever tried riding up to her on a horse naked and just being like, hey, baby, let me play more WoW? And she's like, oh, okay.
Hey, castle guys, I'm going to need the main arena alone for a few minutes.
Except for the lighting guy and the dry ice guy. Can you just like put a little bit of smoke, a little bit of smokage?
Yeah, and I need the audio guy to play Endless Love.
Yeah, my endless love. And just like ride up to her on a horse, completely nude, but holding two swords, like dual wielding. And and the Horde gauntlets as well.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean, you got to have a copy of the game.
Yeah.
Because that's the also point, after all.
Maybe you could convince some, like, Blizzard guys to, like, come out as well. You know, just holding Blizzard merch and stuff. Like, this could be a whole thing. What I'm saying is, Solified, you have the means to persuade any woman to do basically anything. So, use those resources wisely, and good luck.
All right. Spaz says, trying to get the new house in order to get all the boxes unpacked, then back to WoW. Got more class bounce to get.
Man, I hate when IRL gets in the way of fun.
I know. He's got a whole house to unpack and move over.
Yep.
We wish you luck, yes. Spaz Wesson.
So much luck. Thea says, I'm going for gold, trying to get cashed up in game so I can get the overpriced upgrades at the start of the expansion.
Nice.
I'm no gold making god, but I should have a bigger than normal stack. That's what I'm told anyway. Yeah.
We said it was a good size.
Stack.
Isaminoi says, I'm basically going to level as many different classes as possible, so I have more options to just jump into the new X-Pack with. Otherwise, I never have experience with the new stuff with more than one character or class, really. Currently, I have a warrior, demon hunter, times two, druid at 110, paladin or priest will be next.
Yeah, dude, good luck with that. I don't have alts, really, so I just...
You're a one-trick pony Warcraft style.
I am an OTP and wow. Oh, well. Lord Shaper says, leveling a new Shadow Priest from scratch.
Nice.
Hey, have fun, buddy.
Yeah. Allie says, waiting to hear how the battle between Horde and Alliance was actually the Old God's fault. Also, impatiently waiting to start a Void Elf.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that would be a cool twist. I mean, crazier things have happened, right? In fact, Absolutely. That's not far off from some of the lore roots. So
I don't know. It's just... WoW is so tricky. Like, you never know, you know? You just never know. And I love that. Holy shit.
Because you never know.
You never know. Kana says, first and foremost, I need to keep leveling my new mage on Boulder Fist, created during BlizzCon specifically to join the guild and kill Alliance together with you guys. Hey, that's a great idea. That's really good. Also need to finish the last 6 levels of my druid in order to fulfill my lifelong goal of having 1 max level tune for each class. Oh, wow. Finally, wow. I'll use patch 7.3.5 to level a few more alts. Busy time indeed.
Wow.
That's a lot of alts.
Indeed. Fervus says, I'm doing all the story stuff for every class.
Damn.
Oh.
You guys are insane.
Oh my god.
Insane. Yashan says, trying to convince my wife we need to spend more time on WoW. She says, no, housework is probably more important. Drafting divorce papers now. In parentheses, psst, that's a joke. hey, do what you gotta do, man. Like, nobody's...
Hey, she plays with you, though. Like, That's the perfect start.
Yes.
And you know, once the new expansion comes out and all the new stuff, she's going to get hooked too.
That's right.
And that just means that you guys need to do, you know what? I made a playlist this week of high octane, fast, loud, abusive tunes. You guys should put that on, clean the house super fast, and get right back to WoW.
Or, you know, ride up to her naked on a horse.
Do there you go.
Some swords with yes. dry ice and the lighting and all the blizzard guys holding merch.
Yes, flanked by a cleaning service that will take over these yes. duties.
See, it's easy to persuade women to do anything. As long as you're naked on a horse or something. I don't know. I don't know. How would I know? Let's go over to Twitter answers, shall we? What's going on Twitter?
Master Wooly, robot in disguise, says, by killing every Alliance NPC or player I see, for the fucking horn!
Yeah! For the horn! Phaedra the Dreamer says, I'm getting ready by playing lots of PvP and wrecking the horde for the Alliance. I think you had a few typos, like yeah. Spelling.
That's fine. That's okay. They'll come around. You know, okay. Arsenic96 says, by being active in game again and transferring to some Boulderfist server, I hear it's the best ludes one on the horde side.
You know, I've heard that too. That's a good thing.
Send ludes.
Yeah, send ludes. Diva Dragon at Wow Geek Wow says, I'm leveling my alts and working on getting all my class mounts. 3 down and so many more to go.
Oh my god.
Good luck.
Cav says, getting other games finished up, gold farming, looking for the best place to move my main back to horde.
Yes, we know a place. Yeah, we know a place. Where everybody knows your name. At Flaming Moe's. Liquor in a mug. Okay, sorry. I try not to like put too much Simpson references in this Blizzard podcast.
Why?
But I literally can't help
Why
it.
Do you hold back? Don't
because
hold back.
Nobody's gonna know what I'm talking about.
A lot of people know. You'd be surprised by how many people know.
I guess. I'm just used to people having no idea what I'm talking about anyway, so.
Ricky at Blood Rage says, leveling a warrior from zero so I'll have all melee. Well, plate. The only ones that matter.
Okay, fair enough. Samar_Gilneas says, deleting a few low-level characters, reorganizing to make room for new sub-races characters, making plans for their transmogs.
Nice.
I Ooh, like that.
I hope we get extra slots, since there's going
to
be...
Hey, I'd never say no to extra slots.
Frasley! What up, Frasley? At FraslyTastic, he says, have my money set aside and becoming more Alliance-focused, working on my Underlight Angler, and just getting hyped. Well, hey, I can get behind the getting hyped part.
Yeah, me too. I'm still hyped. Terabuki says, same thing I'm doing now, waiting a year for the expansion to come out, and then get it when everyone else is done in the zone I am, not standing on the quest giver and taking all the things I need to collect. Oh, and also use the anniversary buff to level faster.
Nice.
I mean, yeah. I think they've kind of, like, sharded those things. Sharded, not sharted. Those things a little bit, yeah. When stuff drops, like when Legion dropped, it was like surprisingly smooth.
Yeah, it really was.
Almost like nothing happened. Like obviously stuff happened, but like we didn't feel the impact like when WoD dropped,
right?
Or when Mist dropped.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah, so don't worry too much about that.
Yeah, like they'll dismount you at the quest givers.
Yeah.
There's a dismount area around the quest giver so people can't stand on them with a giant mammoth.
Yeah. Fuck those people, man.
Yeah.
Get off your fucking mammoth, goddammit.
Dicks. Zero Cool, still an awesome name, by the way. Yes. Sick reference, bro. Says, by taking a break, was starting to burn out and very sick of Kill Jaden. Laughing face.
That's smart. Like, I can't relate, but that's something you need to do, then definitely do
Absolutely.
It.
If you need to take a break so that you can be fully hyped and ready to go, then you do that.
Yes, absolutely. Grave CTR says, finishing out Legion campaign with a CTR Troublemakers raid team in the CTR guild, leveling a Belf, Pally, and Bots guild. That's our guild.
Ow.
Farming all the plate and all the big pointy things.
Nice.
I love that.
Nice.
Good luck.
Graves.
Yeah.
Owner at Chewbacca73.
Oh, and can I just say I love this response? Go ahead.
Okay. Owner at Chewbacca73 says, calm your tits. You have enough time to level all the classes to 110 before we even get a release date. Also, that name, Chewbacca.
Yeah, well said, Chewbacca. We will calm our tits. Sorry about that. So, at Alternative Chat says, I am tempted to respond to this in rhyming couplets. Would that be a format you'd be happy accommodating? We said, oh, absolutely. And she says, okay, you asked for it, in all caps. So, Thorin, would you like to read what she sent us, which I love?
No, she didn't even just send it to us.
No.
She actually designed it into an image.
Yes.
With fancy fonts and everything. It says... Okay. Balls to the wall, or what Alt is doing to prepare for the Battle of Azeroth. Expansion preparation, 10 months anticipation, but hoping for only for 5 to keep impetus alive. When you roll dozens of Alts, organizing can be fraught. That's why I've started this now, as through each of them I'll plow. 900 gear or better, class hall campaign unfettered. Some champions to make gold, crucible traits all controlled. After that, grind stuff a lot. Clear logs of quests and whatnot. upgrade those useless old bags, maybe PvP, grab flags. Whatever the outcome here, conclusion is oh so clear. Whenever new content comes, happy if you are my chums. Just keep being you guys, XXX.
Isn't that fucking great?
Holy shit. It was so good.
She whipped that up in like 10 minutes too. Like,
yeah, there was like that Twitter exchange and then boom.
It was there
right away.
Holy shit.
That's why, I mean, and this isn't like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I love her writing. She's got a great blog.
Thank you so much for that.
She's at Alternative Chat. If you're not following her, you're doing it wrong. Check her out.
Definitely.
We love Sarah. Thank you, Sarah, for that really great thing. And by the way, wasn't lost on me that you ended that with XXX instead of XOs.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
We got that.
Nice touch.
We get that. That's nice. Thank you to everybody who sent us a reply via Discord or Twitter. We really appreciate it. What's the new question?
Of the week.
What is it? I got it. You can say it if you want. I mean, I came up with it, but
go ahead.
If you would like to say it,
I thought you were asking
fine.
Me. No, please.
No, I wasn't
asking you.
I was asking them.
No, go ahead.
Okay. The new question of the week is, which Blizzard game or Destiny have you been enjoying the most lately? There's so much to enjoy in each game, and I'm wondering, like, have you been enjoying maybe Overwatch more than WoW when you usually would enjoy WoW more, and now you're like, oh no, I want to play Anteris so much, but I'm really enjoying Overwatch, and I only have a little bit of time every day to play. Oh god, woe is me. Like, what's going on? Tell me what's going on.
What are you excited
about? Gimme.
Listener feedback time! Because the more you write, the less we have to. Thanks!
Hi, Thorn and Thist. G'day from down under.
Don't.
I'm not going to do it. I wanted to start that way.
Good.
It's fun. I've been playing WoW on and off since BC. I took a big break at the beginning of Pandaland and have come back the start of this year. Over that time, I've had little to no real-life friends playing and none that seem to want to come back due to their boring adult lives. So I had no one outside of game to talk to about WoW. I was behind on the latest features, so I turned to podcasts and started with CTR and World of Warcast. After a couple of months, I heard Thist pop up here and there and thought I'd check out LB. I've been listening every week since. You guys have a very similar twisted sense of humor to myself, and now it's just like driving to work with two friends every week, even though you are just disembodied voices in my car from the other side of the planet. So thank you for your amazing content. I'm currently on a break from WoW again. Destiny has me at the moment, but I will continue to listen to LB to stay on top of news, and I'm super hyped for the new expansion. I think I may finally roll then Horde, like I've been wanting to do for years, to play through BFA. Yes, I am dirty ally scum. Yeah. Also, please don't read this in a bad Australian accent. It's super offensive. Cheers, Gav. P.S. Just kidding about the accent thing. We don't give a fuck.
I love how I like literally told you not to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what you started to do.
Of course.
Gav, thank you so much. Dude, we would definitely drive to work with you every morning if we could.
We do, though. Once a week.
We do, but we're disembodied voices from across the planet.
And isn't it just beautiful that way?
Yes, it is, actually, because you could imagine my body looking like anything, you know, like probably way better than it looks right now. Ah, the gamer life.
More Kaplan-esque?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I did last night? I ate two massive soft pretzels and I played WoW. Like,
that was better than those hard pretzels.
Is it?
I don't know. On my eating stream, I had the nerds rope, which was pretty flaccid, so there were a lot of jokes about that. That was pretty fun.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to put that on YouTube and
I'm
possibly
never
get banned.
Be fit ever. how do we start talking about this? All right. So, Gab, thank you so much for that email. I'm glad that our bad Australian accents aren't super offensive. But if you guys think that they are, please let us know.
No way. It is hard to offend an Aussie.
True, and I wouldn't want to either, because they would probably cuss me out better than I even know.
Fucking crikey, they would.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Come on now.
I mean,
relax.
You know,
Jesus. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. This email is from our friend Saint, who says, "Strangely enough, my preparation for the expansion began a few weeks ago with exactly what Thorn said and said. The correct answer is I rolled 4 new tunes on Boulder Fist and transferred one to 110.
Ow! Nice.
Fist was gracious enough to put 2 of them in your guild. I decided to make one of each class that I've never brought to max level before to spice things up. Come on over.
Couldn't have said it better ourselves.
Hell yeah. Thank you for coming over and joining the guild. It's so great to have you, and thank you for encouraging others to do so.
Yes.
Let's party.
And you guys don't have to feel bad about it. You can roll both ways.
Yeah. We won't judge you a lot.
Dear Lagging Balls, the Hearthstone Trinity series is underway, and in it many of the esports organizations pit teams of 3 players against each other. The matches are partially casted, but you also get a chance to listen into the teams as they collaborate on their turns. I came across something while watching it at the baller, that the ballers need to know about. The Warlock Death Knight card, Blood Reaver Gul'dan, gives you a new hero power called Siphon Life, with which you deal 3 damage and heal for the same amount. To shorten this description, players have just turned to calling it Suck. In the following game of Temple Storm versus Love You Lots, fast forward to the 143-16 mark. This begins a very interesting Control Warlock mirror match, and as the game progresses, both teams play Bloodweaver Gul'dan, and the match becomes hilarious to the dirty-minded. Phrases like, suck their guy and play 2 dudes, and we don't need to suck, just play some guys, are quite common, and the players don't bat an eye while saying these things. However, I did bat an eye and thought you might also. Love, Multizord, a.k.a. Jazz, a.k.a. your doom.
Multi, I love you with the power of 1,000 suns, my oh my sweet, God. Beautiful friend. Thank you so much. Like, I watched this, and I couldn't see through the tears. It was just, like, suck their guy. Just suck their guy. Like, and it's just, you're so right. Like, it's just, like, they're saying these things that are just, like, so fucking funny.
Because we're 13.
Because they are funny, but, like, they're so engaged, you know? And it's such a normal thing in Hearthstone culture now that it's not... They're not thinking about it that way. And maybe they did once, but now they don't because it's very serious. You know, like, when you're playing esports, it's very serious business. But holy shit, it's... thank you so much for pointing this out. This email means more to me than you'll ever know. please don't kill me also. So we'll have the link to that in the show notes. Please, please, please check it out. It's fucking funny. It's a cool match too, especially if you like Hearthstone. But even if you don't, you know, suck their guy.
Suck their guy.
Suck their guy. Play 2 dudes. Thank you, Multi. and thank you, patrons. Neonemo?
Is the first new patron.
Neonemo. Marcus and Adam. Thank you guys so much for your support. Holy shit, you guys are fantastic.
Spectacular.
We can't thank you enough for that, especially coming off of that fucking G-rated show.
I know. Right?
Like...
Like, should we apologize to the patrons who we had to read apologize. Their names on the G-rated show?
Yeah, sorry. I believe it was just Milwaukee last year. Our last show. Yeah. So thank you. But thank you to all our patrons so much for your support, for your feedback, for hanging out with us last night at the patron meetup, just for being patient with us and for liking us enough to support us. Like, it's insane.
It's nuts.
It's nuts. And we really, really appreciate it.
You guys are crazy.
And if you can't be a patron, we totally understand. We just want to thank everybody who interacts with us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Tumblr, or whatever, for downloading the show, for giving us feedback via email or whatever. You know, if you would like to support the show, but you can't do it monetarily, we would love some iTunes reviews. You don't actually have to write up a whole thing. You can just give us as many stars as you see fit.
Yeah.
5 it would be preferable, but you know. Writing reviews is something that we really appreciate because we know it takes some time to type all that out, but it really does help us. It helps people looking for a podcast to listen to on their app, their iPhone app, to just sort of like suss out what they'd like to listen to, and your positive reviews really help with that. So we have 2 right now. I will read the first one. This is from Dazlindorn, who is a huge contributor to us on Twitter. So we know him.
Yep.
We know what's going on. And
he's in all the streams. He's on all the other shows, too. He's very active, which is awesome.
He says, finally, a WoW podcast that isn't filthy. I listened to the latest episode of Lagging Balls and was revealed to find a podcast about World of Warcraft that wasn't crude or filthy. It's nice in this day and age to find a podcast that resists the urge to be blue and keeps the conversation clean. The few times that a curse word was inadvertently spoken, the host took extra effort to censor it in the recorded version. Again, thanks to host Thord and Thys for producing such clean content for the community. I look forward to listening to future episodes, and I might even go back and listen to some older ones. That's hilarious, dude.
That is gold.
That's going to like throw people off so hard, and I love it. Thank you so much for that. That's funny.
To all the future listeners, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. Sorry.
If you're listening, if you're reading that review before you get in here,
yeah, sorry.
You're fucked. Tommy Met said, the funniest Blizzard podcast out there. 5 stars. Holy crap. That's what a high compliment. He could have stopped there.
Yep.
He goes on to say, imagine a WoW podcast host who is equal parts Lauren Graham, Felicia Day, and Sarah Silverman. Add Canadian and you get fist.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Holy crap. What a compliment.
Yeah.
Thorn is her Paul Schaefer.
Who is Canadian, by the way?
Yes.
That's kind of funny.
Their background music sounds like you're in the middle of a Tokyo pachinko parlor. Listen.
That's spectacular. Shit, thank you so much.
That's really good.
That's a huge fucking compliment. Yes. That's like a triple... Like, those, like, all of the women that you mentioned are insanely cool and funny, and holy shit, like, that's a real compliment.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And you are kind of like my Paul Schaefer.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there you go. You need some, like, some cute little sunglasses and a keyboard, and also a band. We should get a band! Oh my god! Oh, maybe, like, on some episode I should, like, play bass the whole time.
That'd be dope.
That would be dope.
Like, the whole time? Dope. Wait, oh, you could do, like, you could just, like, play behind everything we're saying.
Yeah, I could. Or, I can play harmonica, I can play the recorder, I've got a flute somewhere.
Can you play two recorders out of just your nose holes?
Like the John Cena kid? Yeah. I don't think so, actually. That'd take a lot of oxygen, and I think I might pass out.
Come on, do it for the show.
I mean, I could try it. I'll need another recorder, though. But anyway, thank you, Dazlandorn and Tommy Met, for the amazing reviews. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, guys.
And thank you to everybody for listening. So I think that's it for this week. So glad to not be G-rated anymore.
Fucking bye, Felicia. Hey, ballers. Send us your thoughts, comments, dick pics, whatever. We appreciate all content and feedback. Now stay tuned for some other stuff that's awesome. Thanks for listening, ballers. Here's where you can find and follow the show.
Our website is laggingballs.com.
Email us at laggingballs@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter at laggingballs.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/laggingballs.
Reblog our Tumblr at laggingballs.tumblr.com.
For Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, and Google+, search Lagging Balls.
Basically, just search Lagging Balls, and you'll find us. But avoid image searches, if you know what I mean.
Until next week, ballers, we love you inappropriately.
Have you ever been in a cornfield?
I feel like half of the greatest things in this show are all from your random questions. Yes, I've been in a cornfield.
Okay. I was just checking.
Okay. Have you been in a cornfield?
I think so. I think it was more like a corn maze. And what I was doing there, I'm not sure.
Being lost, I guess?
I guess.
Have you ever run backwards through a cornfield with your pants down?
No.
Good, because that would hurt a lot.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh. That's a stupid joke.
It's a part of a joke. It's part of like an insult or something. I don't know.
Well, that was... Okay.